Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for scattered storms today, otherwise partly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 85, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows of a low of around 62. High temperatures reach up to 79, tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. New details have been released about a bank robbery attempt in northern Kansas that led to the arrest of a 51-year-old woman Monday morning. According to the KBI, around 10:15 a.m., a woman walked into the Farmers National Bank in Kensington, told workers that she had a bomb laced with fentanyl inside her bag, and demanded money. About 15 minutes later, the Smith County Sheriff's Office arrived on the scene, and outside the bank, they found 51-year-old Jenny R. Anenson of Agra, Kansas, and detained her. Anenson was arrested for suspected aggravated burglary with a dangerous weapon, aggravated criminal threat, and two counts of interference with law enforcement. Just after 2 a.m. on Sunday, police investigated a stabbing that had occurred in the 500 block of North 7th Street in Atchison. That's according to Police Chief Mike Wilson. During a disturbance between 36-year-old Katie Thomas and her 59-year-old husband, she stabbed him. Thomas was taken into custody, and the victim sustained a non-life-threatening stab wound. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Are you one of those people who hates cleaning the leaves out of your gutters? I'd rather be working in the garden or flower beds myself. Hi, I'm Lori with the Gutter Cover of Wichita. Since 2002, Mike and I have been helping homeowners just like you minimize home maintenance. We do this by covering your gutters with a solid aluminum cover that keeps out leaves and debris, allowing water to flow through your gutters. The Gutter Cover is attractive, proven for over 35 years, and installs easily over your existing gutters. The Gutter Cover can help you say goodbye to gutter cleaning for good. No more climbing ladders, cleaning out gutters, or risking a fall. We're family owned and operated, and look forward to sharing this affordable quality product with you. Ask about our senior discount by calling 777-1185. We have no pressure sales, require no money down, and we do free estimates. So call the Gutter Cover today at 777-1185.
The city of Wichita plans to settle a lawsuit over the fatal shooting of a man by police in 2012. The city council is expected to approve a $175,000 settlement this week with a mother of 24-year-old Troy Lanning. He was killed by Officer Randy Williamson in April 2012 after a police pursuit and a foot chase. The lawsuit claimed Lanning was shot as he raised his hands to comply with officers' demands and then was shot again as he laid on the ground. The city admitted no liability in the case. Its attorneys argued Williamson was justified in using force because he believed Lanning was a threat. The White House Press Office has released a report on Monday detailing the economic progress that has happened in Kansas since President Joe Biden took office in 2020. According to the Biden administration, 26,900 jobs have been added to the Kansas economy since January 2021, and the state recovered 77% of the jobs lost between February 2020 and April 2020. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. The Fillmore County Sheriff's Office and the Federal Bureau of Investigation are currently looking for a suspect involved in a bank robbery that occurred Friday afternoon at the Heartland Bank in Geneva. Fillmore County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the bank at around 1 p.m. for the robbery that had just occurred. Upon arrival, deputies learned a white male wearing a face mask, approximately 6'4 to 6'6, with short dark hair, thin build, wearing a dark sweatshirt and blue jeans, entered the bank and presented a note to the teller. No weapon was seen. The suspect fled the bank and was last seen going north on 9th Street. No one was hurt or injured during the incident. The case is currently under investigation. A total of 57 Nebraska elected officials and former elected officials from both political parties endorsed Patty Panzing-Brooks for Congress on Friday. Panzing-Brooks is running against Republican Mike Flood for the 1st District Congressional seat in both the June 28th special election and November 8th general election. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
My community means everything to me. That's why I joined the Army National Guard. I'm proud of where I'm from, and as a soldier, I get to give back to the people that helped me succeed. The training and leadership skills I get from the Army National Guard help me every day when I teach young people and look out for my community. If you'd like to learn how you, too, can serve part-time in the community you love, visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Pony Express reride passing through northeast Kansas into southeast Nebraska this morning. Pony Express riders passed the summit around 6 a.m. and will exchange the Pony Express Barn and Museum at 9:15. Arrival at the Hollenberg Station near Hanover is planned for 11:30 this morning, then crossing the Nebraska state line around 12:30. The full schedule, additional information, and updates posted on the organization website, NationalPonyExpress.org. Marshall County Commissioners will attend the Pony Express reride this morning. They'll begin their meeting at 8:30, then recess at 9 to attend the breakfast and observe the reride, resuming the meeting at the courthouse after the rider exchange. Marshall County Commissioners last week discussed the infill housing revitalization program presented earlier by Marshall County Partnership for Growth. The county councilor had suggested mirroring the existing neighborhood revitalization program with adjustments. The plan would not begin until January 1st, 2023. There was unanimous consensus from commissioners to move forward with preparing documents for the plan. Public Works presented a proposal from Hall Brothers for overlaying blacktop from Highway 9 South through Valitz and by the Salem Lutheran Church in the amount of $116,000, which was approved unanimously. Washington County Hospital Director asked for commissioners increase their budget by $15,000 to be used to offset wage increases, noting that a nursing shortage is the hospital's most pressing issue. They're currently using several traveling nurses and have lost some nurses to traveling agencies. Other efforts include encouraging high school students to pursue healthcare fields and consideration of recruiting foreign nurses. It was noted they'd given general bonuses to staff last year. Hospital officials also spoke about the nursing home the hospital had recently purchased and what it could be used for, and they discussed the ambulance service with commissioners. Nemahal County Commissioners Monday attended a business tour with the Rural Development Association. Former Gage County Supervisor Dave Swavely was seated June 1st as District 4 replacement for Dennis Byers' unexpired term through 2024, following his recent selection by a three-member committee of the county attorney, clerk, and treasurer. Supervisors extended the moratorium on commercial solar permits set to expire June 30th, until existing regulations have been reviewed and approved by the board. Don Schuler voted no in the 6-1 decision. City County Solutions gave a presentation on workforce housing for Gage County, noting that many can't afford down payment on a house. They've partnered with an Iowa company doing a full assessment for own and rent to own. After assessment, they'll begin prospecting and planning program development, considering workforce population, USDA loans, and etc. They asked the county to move ahead at the assessment with a price of $25,000, indicating they later would reach out to other communities. Supervisors noted that Engage and Southeast Nebraska Development have similar studies that were completed. It was suggested they communicate with them to avoid duplication of projects. An injury accident Friday afternoon at the Riley Corner on U.S. 77 South involved two of three motorcyclists traveling together. The lead driver had slowed just south of the intersection and was struck by a second rider. A La Vista, Nebraska, and a Glenwood, Iowa man were transported to hospitals, one with serious, the other just minor injuries. Elizabeth M. Rookie, age 96, of Greenleaf, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday at 2 at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery, with a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Eleanor Rookie. Fred L. Beeman, age 69, of Washington, passed away June 3rd. Funeral arrangements pending, with a ward funeral home in charge for Fred Beeman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, meatloaf, scallop potatoes, wheat bread, mixed veggies, apricots, and cake. Tomorrow, pulled pork on a bun, baked beans, coleslaw, and plums. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On Tuesday, June 7th, the Marysville Pony Express Barn and Museum will be hosting a breakfast in conjunction with the Pony Express Association's Re-Ride Cross Country Route. The $10 breakfast will run from 8 to 10 a.m. with the mail exchange expected around 9:15. That's Tuesday, June 7th at the Marysville Pony Express Barn starting at 8 a.m. Breakfast pre-orders and delivery available.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Any showers and storms in the region will end very early today, and then we'll see some redevelopment here later on this afternoon into early this evening, and then likely chances here tonight, mainly before midnight. And some of these storms later on today could be severe potentially, and also produce some heavy rainfall, as several inches of rain is possible inside some of the stronger storms that do develop in the region. High pressure does make its way into the area for Wednesday, so a brief dry period, as we'll see sunshine develop on Wednesday. And then shower and storm chances quickly return by Thursday afternoon as another system builds into the region. Likely chances on Thursday night as well. Then we'll end the work week with dry conditions on Friday. A dry and sunny weekend. And then a spotty shower or storm could become possible on Sunday night, but much of this activity may stay further off to the west. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko.
Average high temperature early June, 84. Record high on this date hit the century mark. The average low, 62, and the record low, 41. Sunset this evening, 8:51. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01. We received another trace amount of precipitation overnight. Sunshine breaking through the clouds. It's 68 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 7th of June. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place SeniorCare.com.
Colorado can move one step closer to claiming the cup. Hi everyone, I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. But first, a 24th woman has filed a civil lawsuit against Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson, accusing him of inappropriate sexual conduct during massage sessions. Two grand juries in Texas declined to pursue criminal charges against Watson earlier this year. The NFL, though, still investigating whether Watson violated the code of conduct. Hockey tonight, the Colorado Avalanche look to bury the Edmonton Oilers and clinch a berth in the Stanley Cup Finals. Colorado leads the series 3-0. Colorado will be without center Nazem Kadri after he was hurt on a hit from behind during Game 3. Avs coach Jared Bednar.
He's out for the series. Possibly longer.
Edmonton's Evander Kane suspended one game for that hit. Oilers coach Jay Woodcroft says the play wasn't dirty.
It's unfortunate. He lost his balance and Nazem was injured.
2 days of rest for the Boston Celtics and Golden State Warriors as they rest and ramp up for Game 3 of the NBA Finals.
The teams split the first two games of the series in San Francisco. Warriors star Draymond Green spoke after his team's Game 2 win last night about setting the tone defensively.
The series is not getting any easier. It's only getting tougher, so got to take that up even another couple notches.
Celtics forward Jaylen Brown on how his team can bounce back.
We just got to come out and play basketball for 48 minutes. We do the best we can every single night, and it's got us to the finals.
Baseball action, only six games on the slate tonight. The marquee matchup pitting the National League East leading New York Mets against the San Diego Padres, and the Los Angeles Angels try to snap an 11-game losing streak. They open a four-game series against the Boston Red Sox. At the Women's College World Series today, the two spots in the final up for grabs. Top-seeded Oklahoma taking on UCLA in one semifinal, with Oklahoma State battling Texas in the other. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Diane Stress, etc. is looking forward to seeing everyone at Sam Wymore Day starting June 10th through the 12th. There will be fun for the whole family, including a parade, dunking booth, and flea market, where the bargains are many. From Diane's Dresses, etc. in Wymore, helping you sparkle for less. Mark your calendars for June 10th and join Main Street Hair Design for the annual Sam Wymore Days. There will be something for everyone, and this year the new Amazing Race and tons of fun. Bring the whole family from Main Street Hair Design Salon in Wymore, a full-service salon offering hair, nails, and skin services. Marshall's Coin Shop is excited about the annual Sam Wymore Days that's coming up. Please join us for lots of fun with a parade, a pancake breakfast, a backseat driver contest, and much more. From the friendly staff at Marshall's Coin Shop in Wymore, always looking to buy gold, silver, old currency, and rare coins.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Yesterday, cattle producers voiced their concerns with the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers' ongoing Waters of the U.S. rulemaking attempt at a roundtable organized by the Kansas Livestock Association. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Environmental Counsel Mary Thomas Hart said cattle producers are grateful for the opportunity to share their perspective on WOTUS and explain how rules crafted in Washington will impact the daily operation of farms and ranches around the country. She said to be successful in their operations, cattle producers need a clear, limited WOTUS definition that finally provides much-needed certainty after years of shifting rules. This roundtable, one of 10 accepted by the EPA and Army Corps. In July of 2021, the EPA announced that rather than facilitate public engagement, which is the typical course of action for major rulemaking, the agency would instead ask private organizations to entirely plan and propose a roundtable with representatives from agriculture, conservation groups, developers, water, wastewater managers, and industry. KLA went through the arduous process of planning a roundtable to ensure that voices of cattle producers were heard. Republican lawmakers want the Biden administration to withdraw its brief before the Supreme Court in a case involving the EPA's federal registration authority of Roundup. John Bozeman of Arkansas, the top Republican on the Senate Ag Committee, and Glenn G.T. Thompson, the top Republican on the House Ag Committee, penned the request in a letter yesterday. The Republican leaders questioned the White House's rationale for filing the brief based on a change in administration and seek answers as to why the Solicitor General modified its longstanding position that EPA maintained federal preemption authority on all crop protection tools without consulting the relevant agency subject matter experts. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Ag News from the Mid-American Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's the latest Larry Steckland report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, friends, when you drive by on the road, you look out at this wheat field of mine, you think maybe there's 50, 60 bushel wheat out there. Of course, you're driving 50 to 60 miles an hour, too. I got to tell you, friends, it's not there. You got to walk out there, it's thinner than a whistle in some spots. Now, this is wheat after soybeans. And I got to tell you, it'll knock it for a loop with it when you do that. And I sometimes wonder if it's worth it. Depending upon the crop year, I'll guarantee you there's some years it's not. And this may be one of them because my soybean crop wasn't that great. This crop here, if it'll make what the wheat tour says, I'll be a happy camper. Now, here's this what happened on the wheat tour. They started out 50 people from Manhattan, Kansas, and went west. All the way to Colby, and then they turned south, and then they came east. Boy, they saw some tough wheat out west, no doubt about that. Some of the stuff they said was about the same height as these weeds here, probably too short to cut. But they started out up north. They got up into the 35, 38 bushel yields the first day or so. Went down south, and it was even worse. Come this direction east into Wichita, Kansas area, and then north towards Manhattan. They saw some 80 bushel wheat. I wish it was mine, but anyway, at this price, friends, it's quite a deal if you can raise some pretty good crops. 39.7 is the average number that they came up with. Total bushels in the state of Kansas will be somewhere around, according to the Wheat Tour, 261 million bushels. USDA has pegged Kansas at 271, 10 million bushels more. They may have to send some more people out here to take a look. In any event, folks, it's starting to turn. A couple of weeks from now, folks, we'll want the grease guns out.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty Eck Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved benefits, taxes, fees not all qualified. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has Angus and Sim-Angus yearling 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
The insects of summer are back to bug us, but we have some suggestions to bug them right back. More on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 7th, the 158th day of the year. Actor Liam Neeson shares a birthday with singer Tom Jones. Now that the insects of summer are back, we've been researching some natural techniques to make yourself a little less appetizing to them. Cider vinegar is a good all-purpose insect repellent. Getting enough in your diet will make you naturally offensive to insects, but rubbing it directly on your skin will also work. If you like to be a little less offensive to other humans, baby oil, lemon eucalyptus oil, or imitation vanilla extract are also known to be insect repellents. To relieve the itch or swelling of an insect bite, a cold compress is the best first aid. And some people swear by meat tenderizer or lemon juice for quick relief. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about natural remedies at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine taking over cloudy overcast. We received just a trace amount of precip overnight. 68 this morning in Marysville. Repeat high around 80 today. Could be some severe thunderstorms late today, tonight.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, a former Kansas High School State Golf Champ and College Division II National Player of the Year, is headed to the U.S. Open. Andrew Beckler tied for third at Monday's sectional qualifier in Rockville, Maryland. It was good enough for one of four qualifying spots from that tournament. Beckler is a Washburn Rural High School and Washburn University golfer. He was named the Division II Jack Nicklaus Player of the Year in 2021. He will likely be the second Topeka native in the field, joining Gary Woodland when the U.S. Open tees off on June 16th. One of the top quarterbacks in Kansas State history has a chance at the Hall of Fame. Michael Bishop made the ballot for the 2023 College Football Hall of Fame. Bishop won the 98 Davy O'Brien Award as the nation's top quarterback and was the Heisman runner-up. In his 2 years at K-State, he set 34 school records, 14 Big 12 records, and compiled a 22-3 record as a starter. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Head down to the 37th annual 8-Man All-Star Game, Saturday, June 11th at Trojan Field in Beloit, Kansas. You can see the finest 8-Man players in the state, including Xavier Brandt and Caden Dollinghouse of Frankfort and Philip Devley from Hanover. They'll buckle their chin straps in a battle between West and East in the 8-Man Division II All-Star Game at 1:30 p.m. If you can't make it to the game, listen to KNDY AM 1570 and FM 94.1 on Saturday at 1 p.m. or via the World Wide Web at 8manallstars.com. Also on the web, catch Nate Tice of Washington County in the 8-Man Division I game with coverage beginning at 9:30 a.m.
KNDY.
The first time I laid eyes on you, me and my heart didn't have a clue what it was we were getting into, but oh, we soon found out. You said hi, my heartstrings pop, my lips lost track of my train of thought. I started falling, couldn't stop. Look at me now, I'm tore up from the forearm. You're dynamite, you're a real humdinger. I'm unwound from the top down, wrapped around your little finger, bent sideways. All day just thinking about last night. I'm tore up from the floor up. This must be what love feels like. My legs told me to find a chair. You said, is it hot in here? We walked in the cool night air and then your hand touched mine. To keep my head on straight, and we kissed, earthquake, the 10-point kind. I'm tore up from the forearm. You're dynamite, you're a real humdinger. I'm unwound from the top down, wrapped around your little finger, bent sideways. All day just thinking about last night.
day we met, you made me forget all my fears. Knew just what to say, and you kissed away all my tears. I knew this time I had finally found someone to build my life around, be a lover and a friend. After all my heart had put me through, I knew that it was safe with you, and what we had would never end wrong again.